I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar, formerly Burma, still has a religious conversion law under consideration. Buddhist monks often view religious minorities as a threat, says World Mission's Greg Kelly. World Mission provides The Treasure, a palm-sized solar-powered audio Bible to people who live in rural areas in Burma. But as people hear the gospel and respond, they find themselves socially ostracized.
It becomes really critical that there's a community of believers that you're being nurtured in, you're being discipled in.
Next, some of the most intense thrillers you'll see begin with characters being hijacked or kidnapped. But this event isn't a movie. Open Doors USA reports that last week, four Egyptian Christians were abducted out of a vehicle in Libya. The remaining passengers, all Muslim, were threatened by armed gunmen when they asked what would happen to the Christians. Pray for Christians in Libya to stand strong in their faith despite the insecure conditions. And poor kids in Ghana are about to receive a luxury. Can you guess what? How about Bibles? Rodi Rodehaver of International Needs Network says they're offering a life-changing gift in conjunction with the education they provide for underprivileged children in Ghana.
One of the things that we really wanted to accomplish was to put a Bible in the hand of every one of those children, as well as every teacher. You know, this is a very poor area, and having a Bible is really a luxury.
If you want to change a kid's life, you might consider a child sponsorship with ION Network. The details are at mnnonline.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your information, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.